Yes, I'd like to ask one, if I may, please. I refer to paper number 9, the risk register, risk 74. It says, failure to gain funding approval from key stakeholders for the redevelopment programme, the risk has increased from 12 to 16. It says a number of changes to both the internal and external financial landscape are likely to place significant constraints on the Trust's aspirations. I would like to know, what are those constraints, if you could explain those out, please, lay them out. Thank you.
Okay. Well, given the national funding situation, it's been made very clear over the next 3 or 5 years, depending on how you read, that there's a lot less capital around, so that than there has been in the past. You'll be aware that one of the solutions to the services funding problem has been to take capital funding and utilise it for the running of hospitals. That's one of the ways at a national level the funding has been managed. So that's the overriding point that underpins that comment around the risk rating. The other point that you'll be aware of from the release of documents last week is that there are considerable political pressures to increase the level of accountability on trusts and on boards and levels of control. Some of the proposals in that paper do speak specifically about reducing the level of devolved control to boards, so this one and Foundation Trust as well. So I think those are the two key points I would make about the increasing in the risk.
Thank you.